The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarrett Ford. Serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area, if you're buying a Ford, make it Sarrett Ford. Visit SarrettFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each week at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is to provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you might be going through. From your website to your profits, and your losses, if that's the case, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools will range from website referrals, products, concepts, and resources that we've used or analyzed to ensure that you do receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest trends in online marketing. That's our specialty, and that's what we're going to tackle for today. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. I want to bring Kyle right on to kind of talk about the latest in online marketing and talk a little bit how we integrate it with what we provide at Video Broadcast Services. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here. And, another great show, great Monday afternoon or morning, or depending on where you're at listening to our live show. But, a lot of great information being offered today to keep you informed and up to date in your own business on what you can do to implement, changes in online marketing, the new trends that are coming out, and what's taking place, so that you can be ahead of the curve.
Absolutely, and I hope that I sound okay today. I was up a little late watching the Pats Colts rivalry game last night, and up late for that. Love football. Love this time of year. I become and morph into a completely different person during the football season, only to find myself after the Super Bowl has come and gone. So, it is football season, Kyle, but I will try to remain as attentive as possible. All kidding aside, let's talk about, we have quite a few meetings last week, Kyle, with not only clients, but potential clients, and amongst ourselves with our staff, talking about
the ever-changing nuances of online marketing. And I want you to kind of delve into a little bit, you know, what we've uncovered, even in the last, say, 8 to 12 weeks in terms of, you know, the Google updates and how that kind of flushes through, and really just all of the nuances that, that people seem to be kind of unaware of. I want to say blissfully unaware, but unfortunately it's not, because it really is costing their business time and money by not being fully aware of the latest things that, you know, most businesses need to address in terms of their online marketing.
Yeah, well, it goes to say for any business. I mean, even our own business. I mean, we're constantly looking at our analytics and looking at our web traffic, looking at the latest Google updates and what they're coming out with, so that we can change and make adjustments when necessary, or make sure that we're ahead of the curve. The latest Google update was making sure that your website was mobile friendly. Fortunately for us, ours was already mobile friendly, and that should be the case for all websites. You know, if you have a website for your business and it's not mobile friendly, I mean, like you were talking about, Marcia, there's an opportunity cost where it's costing, money, costing added revenue through purchases and traffic on your website, and now it's costing website rankings, and so. It's important that you make sure that your website is accessible to all different versions of screen sizes and electronic devices, whether they're cell phones, iPads, or Androids, or laptops, or large monitors. You want to make sure that your website is accessible and easily read through all different versions. And that was the latest update that that Google came out with, and it's no surprise that they came out with that update.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, over the weekend, I was trying to figure out why, you know, in meeting with new clients and you know, potential new clients. And one of the things that I've always been, and I know I've brought it up on multiple shows, is the reluctant behavior of a lot of business owners to recognize the fact that they have an old website, that it's outdated, that it's, you know, not mobile ready, that it's, you know, not optimized. There is very little content. The information is old. And it kind of struck me this weekend, and I realized why people are so reluctant in terms of wanting to, like you and I, you know, Kyle, we talk about this all the time, but we update our website sometimes twice a year and a complete redesign at that. And we do that for a number of reasons. But it has always struck me that you know, we'll go to a website and people will go, yeah, you know, I haven't done it, you know, I haven't redone it, you know, I have not redone my website in 10 years. And they seem quite comfortable with that. And I kind of had a revelation over the weekend that I really believe it comes back to one of the hugest and biggest problems that many business owners face, is that they are not internet savvy, they're not computer savvy, they're not website developers, they're not programmers, and they, you know, when their experience with hiring people to redo that has been such a major fail. They don't know where their website's being hosted. They don't even know where their domain was bought. They're really clueless in terms of, you know, the format that it was built on. They're really lacking the knowledge. You know, it's kind of like buying a car, and even though you don't really need to know exactly every nuance about your engine, I think you want to know the make and model of the year, what gas it runs on, whether it's a diesel. You want to know keys are. You want to know whether it's a six-cylinder or an eight-cylinder. You want to know if it's an automatic or a standard. So there's certain things that I think people do need to know. But I get it. When the Internet first came on, that type of information was just kind of not readily available. And now, of course, you know, everything's available. But I really think that that's a lot of it, Kyle. And I think that if people can get over their fear of having that kind of experience, what we had a email from my client the other day that said, you know, I was really reluctant to do this, and I'm thrilled that I did, because it was such a seamless process for them. And that's what it should be. And we would never hold any information hostage. We would never do that. In addition to that, we ensure that when Google comes out with an update, that we make sure that your website adapts to that, or If it's already done, then great. But if not, you know, we're very in tune to that. And I really do believe, Kyle, that that is why many people are reluctant to rebuild their website, and they're also reluctant to do any online marketing because they've been, you know, taken to the cleaner, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why transparency is so key. This is the time where clients want to see results and know what they're paying for, and that's what we've talked about extensively as well, is providing the results and the transparency of exactly what they're in our services and how important that is to make sure that that they are aware of that, because they have been taken to the cleaners in the past. You know, they don't know what they're getting. They know that they need online marketing, but they don't fully understand it or which makes them a little gun-shy at times. So, you know, the transparency has to be there, and that's where, where we really come, where we really shine is making sure that that our clients are taken care of very well. We always over-deliver. We're always looking for new ways in which we can help our clients. Even if they're not paying for a specific service, if they're a client of ours, we're offering them, hey, this is what we came across, this is what we noticed, we can take care of that as part of the package, because we want to make sure that our clients are succeeding online and making sure that they're putting forth the best image and the best brand recognition that we can help them with.
Absolutely, and I think that in addition to that, you know, I referenced before I threw it over to you about, you know, people that were doing the online marketing and SEO and video SEO. I mean, how many times do we meet with a client and they say, well, you know, I found someone that can do video marketing for me, and it's pathetic, for the lack of a better word, what people are charging these people and how insignificant and how low quality the product and service that they're offering. I mean, making a video and just kind of slapping it onto YouTube is not video marketing. We're not even close, as a matter of fact. And I think that, in the last couple of weeks, Kyle, we've talked about this kind of buildup of what is going to be happening with video marketing in the next couple of months. I see this exploding in the next few months in terms of, you know, people are really starting to get it. Video is just one of those things, though. It's a lot more involved than just putting text onto the internet in terms of a blog, you know, trying to get traffic over. And people are really starting to understand the residual value of utilizing video. And I think it is just as far as 2016 goes, I think everything is going to be going the way of video. I think 2016 is going to be the year of the video.
Oh, absolutely, because everything's moving towards that. You can even see it with in websites now where you go to a website and they have a video that's automatically playing in the background that's showing some type of movement and action. So that you can see, you can tell that we're very visual. We're very visual people and very we like to see things in action, and that's where video comes into play. Not only are we able to rank videos much quicker and much higher than a static web page, but we're able to get the emotional response, the emotional connection, and the reaction that we're looking for our clients. As they're trying to, you know, really get a strong brand recognition and strong customer loyalty, we're able to get that for them using video.
Absolutely, and I really do believe that you're right. A lot of the websites are now becoming very video interactive, and you can just see things are, you know, we're not even simmering yet in terms of what is going to be happening when we hit rapid boil with video marketing. It's coming, and if you're not using video, or you think that you're using video but you're not seeing results, there's a reason for that. And I would highly, highly recommend you give us a call at 888-996-9697 to learn more about what we do. So what's going to be out in 2016, Kyle? What is going to fall to the wayside? I don't see social media going away, but I see it being more refined. And by that, what I mean is that I think that a lot of the, much like the search engines when you had everything from soup to nuts on there, I think things are starting to get a little bit more streamlined in terms of social media. And I don't see it going away, but I see that it getting a nice refinement over the next couple of years.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it will get a refinement. And you see a lot of companies doing using social media, Facebook and Twitter and so on. It hasn't panned out the way that people thought it would, and that's why I think we're going to see the refinement taking place in 2016. And it's still important. I mean, it's important that companies have their Facebook page and a branded Facebook page. They have their Twitter page and a branded Twitter page, and that they're active on these forums. For the mere fact that when people are out looking for you, you want to make sure, A, that you're in every avenue that they are in, and that when they are searching for you, they're able to find you easily across multiple platforms, and that you're able to really show forth a good brand image and a good that you're active in all of your different avenues, and that you're remaining active, that you're putting your best your best brand forward, and that's what your clients want to see.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of people have a misconception about what video marketing is, and we really want to set the record straight because it will be the next big thing. The latest and greatest on online marketing is going via the way of video. So give us a call at 888-996-9697 to learn more. We can provide you with a complete in-depth analysis of your website. That is the first thing that we need to do to ensure, and we can kind of explain to you how this kind of all works into the moving parts of your online marketing, and also how you can incorporate video the appropriate way, the right way, and really utilize it to your benefit and create lead nurturing, lead prospecting, long-term lead generation, a YouTube presence, provide the content and social media marketing that you need, and give your business a fresh new makeover online. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share an idea or concept or product that is useful for our listeners, please contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch. Everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 in Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarrett Ford, serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area. If you're buying a Ford, make it Sarrett Ford. Visit SarrettFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by MainCare Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit maincareenergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697.